My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and its Crime and Terrorism Subcommittee, and he is a former judge. So he is an excellent candidate to offer his reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision due to overcrowding concerns to order the release of tens of thousands of California prisoners. And this has been a debate that's been brewing in the Golden State for a while, and we certainly want to get the Congressman's thoughts on this. And, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Greg.
With a state like California, like most states, there's a great deal of financial headaches going on, so there's not necessarily the opportunity to construct a whole lot of new prison space. So you have this huge number of prisoners, and now the decision apparently is to force the release of tens of thousands of them. Justice Scalia, in his dissent, said this is just a prescription for disaster. How do you see it?
I see pros and cons. On the pro side, I think it's great for those of us who think that Obamacare is unconstitutional, because they go into the fact that they're getting rationed care and not getting the kind of medical care they need. So I'm hopeful this means that they'd strike down Obamacare, and I'm being rather sarcastic for people that don't know me. But anyway, I agree with Justice Scalia. This is a travesty. And as he said, when he quoted, said today, the court affirms what is perhaps the most radical injunction issued by a court in our nation's history, an order requiring California to release the staggering number of 46,000 convicted criminals. Now, Greg, being from Texas, we had a federal court, the judge was William Wayne Justice, take over control of the Texas prisons for about 30 years, and I was always outraged that you could have some one judge in the judiciary who gets their power, all of their power, from Congress. As my constitutional law professor used to say years ago, there's only one court in the entire country, that federal court that is, that does not get their power from Congress, and that's the Supreme Court. Every other court is created by Congress. Its authority is created by Congress. Its jurisdiction, all of that stuff is created by Congress. And to have them step in and say, you know what, we're going to be the executive branch, we're going to be the legislative branch, we're going to control the prisons, I think is an outrage. So it really is the sum total of hypocrisy to say that, gee, this violates the Constitution to have this many inmates in the amount of space they have, when actually what they're doing is violating the Constitution's prohibition or division of power between the three branches.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, in terms of an alternate approach here, we mentioned the money situation potentially on the construction of new prison space. What do you see as the smarter approach than to simply releasing tens of thousands of convicted prisoners?
Well, the power of the courts is normally controlled with regard to the case before the court. But as the dissent pointed out, they are directing the release of 46,000 inmates when they're not parties to the lawsuit. They don't have the severe mental illness that the court based its opinion on. They don't have medical conditions that the court talked about. They're just making this swath decision about people who are not parties to the suit. That's beyond their jurisdiction. The way it's supposed to occur in federal court, the appropriate alternative is somebody brings a suit, the court rules on the case before them, and if they rule against the state in that case, then the state, just like a corporation that's sued, they're sued with regard to an individual, and if that individual wins, then the corporation says, whoa, we better change our conduct because we don't want to be sued in these other cases. But the others have to bring suit themselves. These guys aren't parties, and yet the court is going beyond their jurisdiction. I mean, often enough, if they don't want to take a case that really is a constitutional issue, they say, well, you don't have standing, even when they do, but that's their way out of getting. This should not be ordering the release of anybody who is not a party to the case before the Supreme Court. That would put California on notice. Uh-oh. We better address this before any other inmates sue, and then they can take care of it as a state issue. But it's supposed to be decided and not have the judiciary usurp legislative and executive powers from California.
In terms of the those who will be released, you mentioned that this decision was done in part, and this whole process was suggested in part because of the number of inmates who have mental problems who are not getting the proper treatment. But you mentioned, and others have said, that the people getting released are not those people. So
that's right.
How generally are those who are released determined?
Well, that's going to be a great question, and that's part of the reason I'm concerned about the judiciary becoming executive and legislative branches. Those are executive decisions that have to be made. And the laws in California are created by their legislature. And if they want to create laws that bankrupt the state, that's they have the authority to do that. If they want to make laws that direct things that are not strict violations of the Constitution, then they can do that. But here, the Supreme Court went so far beyond their authority, and we have the power to control federal court jurisdiction in all over the country. And I've been an advocate for some time, since basically what the Supreme Court's doing is upholding the court out there in California. Our craziest decisions in California always come from the Ninth Circuit, and the most reverse circuit in the country. I've advocated, since we have the right to set their jurisdiction and create other courts and that kind of thing, that we ought to restrict the Ninth Circuit jurisdiction to all the disputes that, and only those disputes that arise in the building where the Ninth Circuit is located, create another circuit that is composed of more reasonable judges and go from there.
How much more endangered are the people of California once these tens of thousands of folks are released?
Well, you've got the people of California. We understand there's a Hezbollah camp right across the border in Mexico. We've basically heard the president make clear they're not going to take any action against those who are coming across and hurting American citizens. So basically, they're telling states, as they did Arizona, we're not going to defend you. You have no right to defend yourselves, according to Eric Holder and the lawsuits he's filed. It's about time for the states to rise up and make clear that the Constitution has limits and you've exceeded them, and that includes the Supreme Court. There's been a lot of talk about an amendment that would allow two-thirds or three-fourths of the states to basically nullify anything passed by Congress and giving them the same kind of power that the Supreme Court has, strike things down. It might be a good check on the Supreme Court if we allowed, that many states to strike down a Supreme Court decision as violating the Constitution, because obviously, since I agree with Justice Scalia, these judges on the court that think this is a living, breathing document need to see the Constitution dead. So it's not living and breathing. It only means exactly what it says within the bounds of the Constitution, not what some liberal judge in California in the Ninth Circuit or here in the Supreme Court thinks it ought to be, based on some cocktail party in an international setting that they attended.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Greg, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and its Crime and Terrorism Subcommittee. He's also a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.